Provechoso para todos los judíos españoles emigrados.
Devenar is one of only a few Jewish people in the world who can read, write, and speak Ladino.
The majority of Jews in America are what you would call Ashkenazi Jews. The main language of Ashkenazi Jews is called Yiddish. One of the main Sephardic languages is Ladino.
To understand Ladino, we have to go back more than 500 years to the reign of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. In 1492, Jews were exiled. Many settled in the Ottoman Empire, which is modern-day Greece, Turkey, Bulgaria, and Israel.
And for the next 400, 500 years almost, those Jews whose ancestors had come from Spain continued to speak a Spanish-based language, which they wrote in Hebrew letters.
The language and culture thrived until World War II.
The Holocaust decimated the Jewish population of Rhodes, the Jewish population of Salonika, Greece, which is where my own family comes from.
Even among those who escaped death, many lost the Ladino language after immigrating to countries like the U.S.
With the desire to become American, to fit in and to become just like everybody else, immigrant languages often fall by the wayside within a few generations. People whose parents or grandparents or great-grandparents spoke Ladino, perhaps they heard a few words, but the extent to which they could speak it or read it or write it is very limited.
That was the case for Nar, who grew up in New Jersey, but can trace his ancestry back to the Ottoman Empire.
My grandfather was a Ladino-speaking Sephardic Jew, and he was born in Greece and came over when he was a kid. And so growing up, I learned quite a bit from my own experiences. It's only when I became increasingly interested in the history of my family and trying to figure out the sort of the puzzle of the language and the geography and the religion and the culture did I start to read more and write more. And soon enough, I was able to speak with my grandfather in his own tongue. We had a custom, a tradition, shall we say. I would call him every Friday afternoon before the Jewish Sabbath would begin. And we would have a little conversation. You know, it was kind of scripted. He would say, Kechaber, which means what's going on. And the response to that was, Todo bueno, everything is good.
29 years old, Nar is now an assistant professor of history and Jewish studies at the University of Washington.
It turned out to be a really wonderful coincidence that of all the places that I should land the job, it should be here in Seattle. Seattle being home to one of the largest Sephardic Jewish communities in the entire country.
Of the 40,000 Jewish people living in Seattle, only 10% are Sephardic, and very few of those can still speak Ladino. It's why Nar has begun a project to preserve the Ladino language.
Whether they're books, whether they're plays, whether they're personal letters that describe the experiences of their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents.
Through the Seattle Sephardic Treasures Project, Nar has collected hundreds of documents written in Ladino. Among them, a series of letters from a young girl living on the island of Rhodes in the 1930s, written to her family here in Seattle.
This says, with great pleasure, I would like to let you know with this little letter, we are very well in terms of our health.
But not all of her letters are so mundane.
She winds up orchestrating through her own correspondence her family's escape from Nazi-occupied Rhodes, and they are able to travel to safety and be reunited with her family in Seattle.
Those letters and many other documents, such as poems and plays and books, will be scanned page by page into a computer.
All of these boxes that you see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 are all boxes that have materials pertaining to the Sephardic experience and to the Ladino language.
They'll soon become part of the first ever online resource dedicated to preserving the Ladino language.
There are languages that have died. There are cultures that have faded away.
Yeah.
Why not just let this one do the same thing?
I think that, you know, Ladino is not going to be, barring some miracle, again, a spoken language. So why is it worth preserving? Because every culture has the right, I think, to have its voice heard and preserved.
Emigrar aquí en América. Precio 25 centes. Edición del año 1000.